Welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. Yeah, there, yeah. We are in the building right now. We're actually in my apartment, as usual. We have a fun show tonight. I have a great guest. We have three trailers we're going to check out. Owen Wilson is in the mix, I'll tell you that much. And same as Zac Efron. Man, it's a lot of DJs and stuff. I'll tell you this, man. If you love watching DJ trailers, we're going to talk about that. I'll tell you that much right here. And let me introduce Jorge Reyes in the mix. He's also in here. Hey, Jorge, how you doing? And let me get to my guest. And we're also going to do a news story, crazy news story. So get ready. I think you're going to rock. But let me introduce my guest. She's a great gal, very talented. And she is an up and coming actress. I hope I have a good luck with this show. So hopefully she'll win the Academy Award.
Fingers crossed.
Or this could be a Spirit Award. You never know.
Yeah,
it could be anything
I'll
like that.
Anything.
All right, Chelsea Debo or Chibo.
Yeah.
Either one. Chelsea Debo. Yeah, yeah. Let's go right there. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
You're good. You're good. Yeah, you are. You look nice. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
you look
thanks.
Very nice. You have a good energy to you. I'll tell
Thank
you that
you
much
so
right
much.
There. So how you doing? Everything good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, how's Hollywood treating? It's a jungle out there, right?
Yeah, you know, I've been pretty busy for the 5 years that I've been here. But,
wow, that's good. That's good. You know what? I've lived here all my life. I've never really been that 5 years. I don't think
really?
I've ever really been that busy at all. Yeah,
yeah. I don't have much downtime.
No. But. That's good. I have a lot of downtime.
That's
my problem. That's why we're doing this. this is my hobby. This is my down. This is like a. Yeah, you, exactly.
It's productive. Though.
It is productive. It is. I guess in a way it is. Yeah, it's not like because right now I would be watching. Ink Master on Spike TV.
Master.
I'm going to plug it. Okay.
Seen it.
You ever seen that show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's a good show. Mm-hmm. Dave DeVrow. It's a reality reality contest show about tattoos.
Wow. Even though it sounds like it would be.
Even though I don't have a tattoo. Do you have any tattoos? I don't have any tattoos.
I have two very small ones.
Wow. Okay. Really small, like.
Yeah. Like I have like bird on my foot written in my handwriting, and then I have salty in my lip.
In your lip?
Yeah.
Wow. That, was that painful?
I was drunk.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. Wait, what does it say? What does it say on your
Salty.
Lip? Salty.
Yeah.
How drunk were you? Were you at a good night, right?
Very.
Yeah.
Like 18-year-old drunk.
Wow. And the guy, the tattoo artist, was he like?
He was a friend.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Friend
he's like,
with a gun.
Wow. That's all. Did it hurt like the next day, right? Or are you still numb?
It was swollen, but it didn't really hurt that bad.
Mm. Okay. Is that a normal thing people do inside their mouth sometimes? Is that like a...
I think it's a trend in the past like 5 years, you know?
Right. Because I don't know. That's not, it has nothing to do with like prison gangs or any prison light, does it? Like, you know, like people have the tear in their cheek sometimes like that
I think
thing,
people
right?
do it so that they don't... It's not really on their body.
Right.
You know?
It's just like... But it's there.
But it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you show it to people and people are like, whoa, what's going on?
A lot of makeup artists always see it. They're like, whoa, what's the black thing in your lip? You know, I'm like, oh, it's not food, I swear. It's a tattoo, you know.
It's a tattoo. It's salty.
Because it fades.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So,
oh, wow. It's
grimy.
Are you going to do any more?
Like, No,
the eyeball? I've seen people do eyeball. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah.
Not me.
Not you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go.
No, thanks.
that would be, imagine if that would be like if it's like, you know, certain actors, you know, of course, that's like the thing, you know, they don't really have a tattoo, but.
I think nowadays it's changing though.
Yeah.
Most people have at least, you know, a couple.
Right. And it's pretty there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like The Rock has like a huge tattoo that you always see on the.
Right.
Yeah, you know who has that tattoo? Harvey Keitel, I think, has a tattoo.
Really?
And I think it's like, it's kind of faded. I think it's like
I've
a loose arm.
It.
Yeah. I think you'll see it every now and then, like when he's. Either maybe with no shirt on, maybe or something like that. If it comes out to it, but
keep my eyes peeled for that.
Yeah, I think you may see it in the blood. There's a blood. There's a movie called Bad Lieutenant, and he's like, it's not really a spoiler, but there's a part in the movie where he's
tattoo spoiler.
Yeah, he's like in a church crying or something like that. So
of course.
Yeah, so and he's like just. Nude, completely nude.
What?
Yeah, so you know that's a guy.
I'll watch it just for that.
Yeah, see that's a guy. That is one guy where it's like, hey, you have to be nude in this movie. He's like, all right, sure, why not?
I wish there was more of that.
Really,
honest.
With guys?
Yeah, I just feel like women are so overly sexualized.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would love for more male nudity to sort of even out the terms a little bit.
But are you talking about ass? Because it's like Mel Gibson showed his ass, and Kevin Costner too.
But don't you feel like it's more rare for men?
Yeah.
Than it is for women to be like, you know, tits out, or like your butt, or you're always in a bra. You know.
It is. It definitely is. Because as a kid growing up, it was. There was a lot of like raunchy comedies, and that definitely included nudity. Like Porky's was a movie. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have.
Yeah. That to me was the epitome of just like I've seen just nudity for just whatever.
For no reason.
Like, no reason. I know the kids were horny, but it was like, let's see through a shower scene. Because you want to see the girls naked, like they're peeking in there, and it was like full on, if it came out tonight, I think it would be like an X-rated, because there's no way it was there. But I don't see it as often, because when I got older, I didn't see as much. But now every now and then, I
feel like for a while there was a lot of restrictions on all that, and now it's getting a lot more lax.
Yeah. So now,
and don't get me wrong, I'm all about, you know, freedom of sexuality and all that, but
yeah,
just a little much.
Just a little much. But you want to see guys. You want to see.
I just would like it to be a little more even.
More even out. Yeah. Either less of the girl or either more of the guy.
Okay, yeah, totally.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe in one scene, they could even it out. They could do this. They could have it. They could have two, like a couple on bed. Okay. And if it's a guy and a girl, and the sheets are not covering her breasts, right? But they're covering his top, but they're covering her like bottom, her, you know, where it would be her vagina, but they're not covering his. So you could see her breasts, and you could also see his penis. Like, it just is this weird, you know, kind of tie. Mm-hmm. In between. How about
I'm
that?
I'm all for it.
You're for it? Mm-hmm. Okay, write that down, Jorge, because we're going to put that in our movie. I tell you that much. We're gonna be like, you know, let's even this out.
Totally.
Because this is what happens. You know, those sheets kind of
blend
in.
I get it. You know, it's way more provocative seeing a penis and balls than it is.
It
is a vagina, I guess. But that's just society.
Yeah, I guess so. It is always because there's always those artsy films. I think Jason Alexander is in the movie where they show his penis.
Well, Shia LaBeouf as well.
Oh, really?
He's like naked a lot. Which I'm like, woo, yeah, Shia.
See, yeah, Shia LaBeouf, I get him. Jason Alexander, it's like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yeah, it's like...
But sure.
Yeah, I think he played... it was like a movie where it was about guys who were like... There were gay guys, and they were like in some thing or something. And it had like Kathy Bates in it.
Whoa.
And she was nude in it, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah,
that was a different type of nude that you were not used to. Like, I saw that with like a friend a long time ago, and I was like, what the what did we rent? You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those moments, you know?
Huh.
But, you know, it's just the way it is, you know? I mean,
yep.
I think if I was in the movie and someone said, hey, you gotta be new to it, I would be a little bit like, well, taken aback, going like, are you sure about this? Cause I think I could do it, but I don't think you would want to see it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think I will be a little, like, I don't think I would be, I think I'm old enough where I'm like, you know, I don't even care.
Yeah,
anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I think, you know, you get, I think when you're, the 19-year-old me would have been like, what? Fuck you,
That's
man.
That's going to ruin my career.
Yeah. It's like, screw that, man. You know, I'm like, yeah. But now I'm like, oh, whatever. I
don't care. Sure. Yeah. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah, all the same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think my parents might have, my dad wouldn't care. I think my mom would care. But. You know, it's parents. What are you gonna do? So you're from Toledo, Ohio, huh?
Yeah.
How's Toledo? Is that like a? Because you said you were talking earlier. It's a very small town, but is it a hip town?
There is, you know, a lot of cool art coming out of it.
Okay,
but they don't stay there. Is the thing? They all come here or New York,
right?
Or, you know, somewhere in Europe or whatever. But it does have a cool feel to it.
Yeah.
But the winters are just rough.
Yeah, let's forget it.
The weather is just crazy over there.
Don't want to do it. Don't want to go. Yeah, you kind of. Yeah, it's odd that some people stay there? Like, you, for me, if I had just moved to Toledo, like if it was like back in the old days and you were staying here and I just happened to experience it, I would have been like, you know what?
Fuck this.
Fuck, yeah, let's go.
Like, it's like, get out quick.
I'm like, the guy I was talking to is from the West. Because, of course, yeah. You have back states back then, you know. But he's like, he's from the West. And they said that their winters are actually a lot nicer. So I'm like, we should
really
head out.
We don't have winters, so yeah.
We should go. I think we should head out West.
Totally.
That would be my thing. Yeah, because I'm born and raised here. And I'm like, snow. I haven't touched snow since I was five. And that was like 30-something years ago. So is it like ice?
Oh, it's like blizzards. Like 4 feet of snow, you know?
No.
And like -20 for months.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Not my thing.
Calm down, Chelsea. You know? She gets so angry. She's like, she has a very bitter winter. She's like, that fucking winter screwed up my time.
Scarred me for life.
Yeah. I was supposed to hang out with, you know, a cute guy today, but it was a snow day. Forget it. Screw you, you know?
So I was in New York last winter, which was one of their coldest winters ever, I think. And one night I decided that I was going to stay in and, like, you know, just order Thai food and, like, read a book or whatever while all my friends went out. Anyways, so I order my Thai food. I go down and I'm just wearing, like, my long trench coat and no clothes underneath and no shoes. And I'm just getting my Thai food.
Right.
My phone's at 2%. I lock myself out.
Oh, shoot.
So I have to run a mile in the freezing cold blizzard at like 2 a.m.
It's like Birdman. This is like the thing.
I think that's my worst memory ever.
That is a dream. That's like a
summer. I ran a mile in the snow to my friend's place.
And you had your trench coat.
And my Thai food. I'm holding my trench coat. I'm barefoot.
Wow. Nude underneath there. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh my God. Were people freaking out? They're like, wait, lady, what are you doing?
Well, no one's outside. No, it's 2 a.m. and it's a blizzard on like a Tuesday night, you know?
Oh my God. That's crazy.
And I had no money on me. Like, I was just signing the credit card thing, so I couldn't even like hop in a cab or anything.
Wow. So you had a mile away to your friend. What'd they say? Like, when your friend came by, like, or you went to your friend, they're like,
she's like, are you okay? What's happening? I'm like purple in the face from like, you know, frostbite or whatever.
They're like, you have Thai food and trench
coat.
Like,
yeah, let me in. Hurry, let me in.
I love it's like we're going to question something outside before you come to my inside. I know it's cold, but let's tell me why you're doing this. It's like, no.
I'm like, no, let me in quick.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. I think you might, for the next long time, you're going to be rehashing that nightmare every now and then, I think.
Now I'm going to be rehashing that, like, on the beach, you know?
Well, yeah. Okay. That's even better. Even better, because you wake up. Yeah. Exactly.
No more winters for me. No.
Well, very good. Very good, man. Oh, man. You know, I wasn't sure if I was going to do this news story, but I'll do it. You know, you're a cool person. You know, sometimes we do a lot of weird news stories, and it's a segment called News of the World.
News of the World.
Before we get into the movie studio, because I know you're chomping on the bit for those trailers. I tell you that right now. It's like we're.
I am.
Yeah. So let's. I want to
do a trailer first?
No, I want to do the. I want to do. Oh, maybe that's going to. All right. Maybe I could do a trailer and do it. No, you know what? No, let's do the news story. Let's do the news story first.
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give you the headline here. It says right here, it says consecrated virgin, 38 years old, my age, marries Jesus Christ. And festive wedding ceremony.
Excuse me.
Now, Jesus Christ has been dead for a long time, from what I remember.
Okay, my first question is where?
Okay. All right. Oh, Toledo. Oh, no. It says... I would
not be surprised.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Whoa.
Close to home.
Yeah, it is.
A little bit.
I've been to Fort Wayne multiple times.
Yeah. Have there been a...
Not for these sort of ceremonies or anything.
Right here, it says, after years of soul searching, a lot of soul searching, I'll tell you that much. Right there. What's going on? I think, Jorge, you okay, Jorge?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, after years of soul searching, it says, a 38-year-old theology teacher...
What? They're always teachers.
Yeah, always teacher, has decided to wed the Son of God. I'm a little angry right now because I can't even get a damn date right now. And this guy is getting, and I don't think you can marry Jesus Christ. He's basically the ultimate priest, right? I
just have so many questions.
Okay, all right. I'm just thinking, a headline and one sentence. I'm not even into the article itself. But let's see. It says Jessica Hayes, great name. Okay. Married Jesus Christ. I like how they're just like nonchalant about it. It says Jessica Hayes married Jesus Christ in the festive ceremony at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Is it Catholic?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I assume, yeah. It's like Immaculate. Yeah, it sounds Catholic. Yeah. Okay. It says, while it wasn't the wedding day she'd imagined as a little girl. I don't think even a nun would imagine that like a week ago.
What?
And it says, the consecrated virgin still grappled with a big question facing brides to be, what to wear. Oh, that's true. Mm. You don't know. It is, you know, you're in shock. You're.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So, did a priest actually do the ceremony?
Oh, no. Look. Here's the photo.
What?
And he's happy about it, too.
To what? An imaginary ghost?
Yeah, I guess so. Because I was hoping, because when it said, when I read the article, I was like, whoa, is there actually, because there's a Jesus Christ lookalike that's around LA all the time.
Right, I see him all the time.
Is this guy who liked that? Like, maybe this is the guy.
Did he fly to Fort Wayne to like,
did he do it?
Stand in for Jesus?
Yeah, I would have. If they could have paid the guy for a couple bucks. You know, why not? Screw that. But it says, I've seen so many wedding dresses. Wow. Okay. Over the years, that I think I probably changed my mind very many times. I had to really consider the appropriateness of the occasion for my dress. Yeah, because you don't want to turn on Jesus that right in the church. You know, because he's a wombat. He's got long hair. You know, he's got
a
beard.
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah, you know, he's a man. Come on. He said, I wanted my shoulders to be covered. Okay, that's good. And I will have to lie prostrate before the altar. Oh, she has to like lie down, like stomach, like down,
what?
Like mouth. Yeah. So I really want to make sure that I was well covered in a way that still shows the beauty of a bride. Okay. It says Miss Hayes is not the first person to marry Jesus.
And the Catholic Church actually allows this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a, yeah, it's like,
so they're basically saying they love Jesus Christ so much that they're going to be virgins forever.
Forever. And until they die and go up to heaven. And I assume that Jesus has that honeymoon with them on the love boat, I assume, right? In heaven.
Poor girl.
Wow. This is weird, huh? And she's, you know,
very strange. She's attractive.
Yeah, she's a really...
That was my second thought. I'm like, wait, but she's hot.
Right. She's a little bit of a you know... Yeah, I honestly thought I was looking at a regular, like, okay, maybe plain Jane or something. But she's very tall. She's very, like, you know, normal, I would say, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was expecting a nun. I don't know. Okay. Are you okay? No, I didn't hear myself.
That's fine.
I wasn't sure. I thought something happened. It says, Miss Hayes. Okay, she's not. She says, she is one of 230 consecrated virgins around the world. And 3,000 around the world. So there's 230.
And those are the ones that have admitted or whatever fell into this system where we know how many of them there are. There's probably more.
You think people that they're ashamed in a way,
or they don't have the internet, or you know what I mean? Like,
like how are they going to tell?
Yeah, who's counting?
I guess they have to mail. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I guess they have to mail the Vatican and say, hey,
I'm a virgin. Count me in.
Here's the photos.
Put me on the list.
Here's my wedding photo, or whatever. And that's how it is. It says consecrated virgins are Catholic women who choose to remain celibate for their entire life. I thought that was basically nuns, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Here we go. They answered my question. It says they are different to nuns in that they live out their religious calling outside a convent and don't take vows of poverty. Okay. So they want to drive the Lexus, you know? They want to have the ring, you know?
Well, there's other things. They can, you know, they could adopt kids or...
Right. I guess they could do that. Imagine...
Have a job.
It's like, imagine if that was like your kid and the friend goes, hey, where's your dad? Like, what's...
My dad's Jesus.
It's like, Jesus? Where's he, Hispanic?
Huh? Yeah.
No, he's actually Jesus. He's the son of God.
Wow.
He says, this is a quote unquote, my students ask if they should call me Mrs. Hayes... when I come back to school next week, and that's smart asses.
Yeah.
In that class. I tell you. It's like, no, I'm still Miss, but I'm married to Jesus. That's what
Well, no. If you're married to Jesus, you'd be Mrs.
Mrs. Christ.
So what, you're half-assing it?
I don't get that. You can't just choose that. I think Mrs. Christ. That must be some class. You may imagine if your teacher or if I go to that class, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
She's
here?
So like...
Yeah, look, this is her lying down on the altar right there. And this is her. Very cute girl. Look,
so many people came.
Her friend. Her friend looks to it going like, wow, this is...
She's like, oh my God.
Like, are you being serious? How come you didn't want to date Brad? He's a great catch. You
There's
know?
So many people here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yeah. Like, you could date anyone.
Yeah, how about...
You can marry anyone and do it the normal way. But
Dennis, the podiatrist. You could date him, you know, whatever.
The other teacher.
Yeah. There's all these cute guys, maybe. I don't know. Maybe cute
weird.
Women. Maybe, who knows?
So it's to deeply each their own, I guess. Wow.
And it says, my marriage is to Christ and someone else's marriage is to their spouse. Okay, I get that. A priest's marriage is to the church. That's a good desire that's planted in us by God. The real question is how is this lived most joyfully in me? It is not clear if Miss Hayes was a virgin before tying the knot or whether she will enjoy a honeymoon with her new flame. And there she is, the beautiful bride.
Oh.
It says hundreds of people, including friends and family, turned out to watch. I would love.
Out of curiosity, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm there. Forget that.
I would have went if I knew this before.
Oh, I one time didn't go to a wedding because I had an improv show. Okay, that's how. Like I was like
same.
So okay, cool. So. Yeah, but if someone said, hey, I'm marrying Jesus, I'm like, I'm front and center. Mm-hmm. Front and center, mm-hmm.
front
right
row.
By the grandma.
Yep.
I'm right there. I'm so happy to have...
Best man.
Yeah. Oh, I would. That would be great.
It says,
I've been praying about it for years, trying to seek God's will for my life and not really finding it any of the paths that I've sought before. It was really a consideration of which things brought me the most joy and where my greatest happiness was. All right. Good for her. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at that. There's her with the whole clergy of priests.
Whew.
Not one of those guys you could have married, but, you know, just saying, you know.
It's true.
I don't know. Maybe the guy, this guy right here, the beard, with the weird beard. Maybe.
Can they get married?
No, priests can't get married. Okay. They're married
to
the church.
See, I was brought up Catholic.
Yeah, same here. See, but to me, it's funny. I was brought up Catholic, but as I grow older, it seems so odd. Like, it's so, like... When I was a kid, it was very, like, matter-of-fact. Like, yeah, that's just the way it was. Like,
I just thought that everyone was.
Yeah, it's like, this is how gravity works.
Yeah,
this is how
exactly.
Jesus works. And I...
Everyone now, must do this. You
now
know?
I'm looking at it going, like, what the... What is... Why we sacrifice a virgin to on a volcano? What's the difference? I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, it's... The whole thing... mind-boggling to
does
me.
Religion... I wonder if they do that. Do you know of any religion that they do a virgin in the volcano? That would be kind of interesting.
Mm.
I'm curious about that. Maybe a native tribe, maybe.
I wouldn't put it past...
Yeah.
A couple religions.
Yeah. Really? a couple religions.
Yeah.
Not the biggies, but the couple other ones. I mean...
Who knows?
Yeah, I could even see, like, even Satanists are probably like, you know what? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Guys.
For sure.
I'm not going to marry the devil. Okay? I may be a Satan worshiper, but marrying the devil is a little too much for mm-hmm. me. Okay? I'm just saying. It's
a bit over the top.
Yeah. It says, it is God who gives the grace of virginity. Well, okay. Whatever. He gave this grace to the young woman of Nazareth. To Mary, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit to choose the life of virginity. Mary made a personal decision of faith to remain a virgin to offer her heart to the Lord. How'd she get pregnant, though? That's the thing. I'm like, what?
Immaculate conception.
Is that the ghost sperm?
Mm-hmm.
I call that the ghost sperm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
it's exactly
up.
What it is.
Exactly. Just a little. Yeah. It has a white sheet.
It's like air sperm.
Yeah, I guess so. And it does have a white sheet. It's kind of
like
a white.
And it only goes to like a few people, and Mary happened to be one of them.
The other person did not.
Yeah, they didn't make the news.
Yeah, I don't think they made the news.
Which was the Bible back then.
Yeah, that's. I think
nobody wrote down their story.
No, I think better. Mary might have had the better story. I think the other one was like, you know what, the writers of the Bible were like, yeah, this is not going anywhere. Fuck them. This is kind of boring, if you ask me. And it says it seems most appropriate that Jessica gives herself totally to Jesus, is consecrated to a life of virginity on a feast of Our Lady. What the hell does that mean? A feast. who gave herself totally to God as the virgin handmaid of the Lord. That sounds like a heavy metal group. Like,
totally.
It's like, yeah, this is all. And I love it. It says, sorry, this video is no longer available. It's
like, she's like, what? It went viral.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy. And it's underneath a thing that says God's theme park. Oh, I can't wait for that. Wow. That's a scary. Wow. It's kind of get you in the news right there.
America.
It's a news story it's Australian news story, but I guess they cover this in enough where, like, Fort Wayne, Indiana, they're like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Chinese explosion, forget about it.
Thailand, actually.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where was it at? Thailand?
Thailand.
Thailand, damn.
Bangkok.
Oh, Well, no, there was another one last week, a huge explosion in China. Yeah, it wasn't terrorists. It was just like a oil refinery, I think.
Oh,
just blew
up. Yeah. It was huge.
Yeah, it looked like, it's like if you put every explosive in every action movie.
Did you watch those videos?
Yeah, it was
absolutely insane.
It was insane. God would have been like,
we haven't even seen that size of an explosion in a movie.
No. If you put
not that many people were hurt.
No, you would have thought Hiroshima looked like a picnic.
Yeah, compared to that.
Or Hiroshima, whatever. My friend's from Japan, so it's like, whatever. But yeah, you would have thought like this thing would have been like the end of the universe or something like that. And I looked at the satellite thing from there, and it was like just a speck. Like it was like a little speck. And I'm like, I don't know. I would have totally thought that if aliens were looking at it and they saw it, they would be like, let's get the hell out of here.
Totally.
Let's go. You know what? They're clumsy over there.
Cut me out.
Screw this. But you know what? Speaking of action, let's get down to Pike.
Down the pike.
To the nitty gritty, to the trailers, baby. I'll tell you that much. We got some fun trailers. No Escape. You said you saw this, right? You saw No Escape, the one with Owen Wilson. Yeah, right here. To me, I wanted to check it out because Owen Wilson, I don't really see in.
When is this coming out?
This is coming out August 26th.
Yeah. So I went to the friends and family's first screening.
Yeah. Did you see Owen Wilson?
So I don't know how different the movie will be now.
Right.
You know, because sometimes it changes a lot, but.
Was it a comedy when you saw it?
No.
Okay, it was an action thriller kind of thing.
I mean, there was a couple laughs in there, but it's far from a comedy.
Yeah, no. Was he there at the thing? Mm-mm. Have you ever seen him in person? Because he has a nose. He's the one with the... Yeah, he has a nose.
Broken nose.
Yeah. What happened? Was he in a fight? Do you know what
Probably.
Happened? Yeah. Did his brother punch him, Luke?
Probably.
It's like, thanks a lot.
Ask him. I don't know.
I will ask him. I will text him later on and be like, dude, what the hell, man? So let's play this. No Escape, starring Pierce Brosnan.
Woo!
Brosnan, James Bond. You know Pierce, right? Yeah, of course. And Owen Wilson. Come on. Let's see. Owen Wilson is with his family, and you saw the movie.
Yeah.
It's the first time, actually.
10 years ago, I could not have pictured myself dragging my family to the other side of the world to start over.
Thailand or something like that?
I think we will. It's really scary.
Welcome to Asia.
Okay.
You're going to love it here.
That face was like,
totally.
Like an American tourist, I'm not involved. I'm just here on vacation. Yeah, he just walked in the middle of the guy, like, scary.
And this so could happen. That's what's so scary about it.
Get your hands off me!
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
There's like a war going on out there. We're gonna die here. Stop. Listen to me!
Yeah, I think when you see a tank... How'd they get a tank?
Say you're locked in. Lock the door.
Uh-oh.
Lucy! Get out of the pool!
This is the worst time to be in the pool.
Come here.
Right there.
Or the best. She was fighting.
Yeah, I know.
Get to the roof!
Without knowing.
Go!
Uh-oh. So they're on top of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the hell out of there. Here comes the copper, you know, like the chopper, kind of rescue chopper. No.
Mm-hmm. Get your head down! Ah!
Look out! You're alive, Jack.
Hey!
Just get your family the hell out of here.
Well, let's do it.
I think if I wasn't the dad and my kids, I'm like, yeah, I know. We get it.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
No shit.
I want to go home too, babe.
Yeah, I want to get the hell out of here. That American embassy, I would not want to work at an American embassy. I feel like it's like
chaos.
Yeah, I think like we're so despised in some countries that I would be like, especially with like in Iran back when I was a kid. Like, I think if I was in the embassy of any country, I think I would be like, yeah, I'm not going out to the rest. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to order Thai food right now and wear a trench coat and get that in. Hopefully it's, don't get locked out. Yeah. I don't know. That's, and that happens a lot. This is happening a lot where we just happened where Bangkok had that thing. And it just happens where it's like, yeah, people go on these, you know, vacation or like, and
well,
something.
And it's so scary about Thailand now because it's full of American tourists, especially in Bangkok, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then you, like, I remember 10 years ago, it's not even like that, but then everyone, like, the tsunami was crazy. Like, that was another thing where I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Hawaii. Is Hawaii fine? I think I could be safe in that one right now.
I think the crime there is actually much worse than these, like, random catastrophes, you know?
Right.
I could be wrong.
I could. Okay. Yeah. You never know. You never know. That's true. I just feel like, I don't know. Tourism or just traveling somewhere nowadays, it's like, see, for me.
Well, even in America, it's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just scary all around, you know?
Is Toledo scary? Like, if I was traveling in Toledo.
No, you're fine.
like, you're like, you're the mayor.
You're totally fine in Toledo.
You're like the mayor, like.
But to travel there, I don't know. Really,
you don't know. There's not a good hotel. Not a, like a Marriott. Maybe I could stay in.
There is, sounds but
is there a Motel 6 even? Yeah. Okay. Totally. There you go. Okay.
Then it's just not. You know, it's not the most happening place.
Not the most happening. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe the name. You think maybe they should change the name in Toledo?
Why?
I don't know. Because if it's like maybe that would be like instead of fool people like. You know, like saying, like, no, we're not Toledo anymore. We got a great name now.
Now we are.
We're Thailand. There we go.
Yeah, you can visit Thailand. Ohio.
You want to go to Thailand? Like Bangkok or Ohio? Jeez. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, you got it?
Sure. All right.
But that, yeah, it seems very scary to me because it seems like this is a very, like, you know, when 9/11, like, happened, like, certain movies were a little bit too close to home. Now, I feel with this movie, it's like, yeah, I did see a video of, there was an attack on the resort. I forgot where it was. I think it might have been either Thailand or somewhere it was, but there was, like, a gunman shooting down.
Whoa.
Like, the tourists, whether they're from Europe or,
what?
But they were, like, not Muslim. They were just shooting them down. And somebody had a video, like, on their camera, on their phone, I mean, and chasing the guy, you know, looking at the guy or whatever. And it was, like, just, the beach was just, like, so, like, just a bloody mess.
It's so terrifying.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's what's so scary about this film.
Yeah.
No Escape is that it's, you just feel it's so close to home, you know?
It's interesting. Owen Wilson's in it. I don't know. I would have thought, like,
I was blown away by his performance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give anything away about the movie because I have seen it, but.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Does Vince
the
Vaughn.
Kids are also amazing. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. I was always amazing when kids actors, like, kid actors, sometimes are always, like, I look at them and I'm like, man, that is a pretty strong, like, I remember seeing, there's a movie called, a foreign movie called City of God.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's mostly young actors. Mm-hmm. And even ones that are like, they look like they're 5 years old. And
it's
they're
insane
just
to me.
Yeah, and they're just like,
how?
They're method actors. Like,
how do you remember? How do you remember that much of the script?
Yeah,
like that's what blows my mind as an actress. Right. I'm like,
oh boy. I know.
You know?
I know. Hey.
To lead a film, it's very intense.
Right.
And for a child to lead a film.
Yeah, there's a.
But I guess there's way less. you know, way less complications going on in their minds. So
yeah.
They have way less of a cloggy mind than an adult would, but just the memorization of it all, it's like, what?
Yeah. No, they're good. It's
gnarly.
But you know, it's also a hard life. DJing. I'll tell you that much right now.
The hardest life. Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm just saying.
Sure, it's so hard.
But let's get down to
I'm not a DJ.
Records could, back in the day could break, so you never know.
Yeah.
But this is a movie. The next one we're going to do is to check out We Are Your Friends, starring Zac Efron and Emily
Ratajkowski. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, stunning.
She was a
stunning woman.
Sort of discovered in the Blurred Lines.
Yeah, and that was because there was I remember someone showed me the thing, and there was like
top boobs.
Exactly.
Beautiful boobs at that.
But it was one of those things where you're just like
that's
these look
it.
Like it. Yeah, yeah.
And it was, I think it was like nominated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
I mean, it's a great video. Don't
but Robin Thicke should have. Taken down the pants, I think, of one of those things, could bounce.
That'd
it
be
out,
amazing.
You know? Yeah. And the guy, whatever. You know. all of them, what the hell? They all should have been new. But this one's called We Are Your Friends. And this is how, because, DJing in LA is one thing. And this is about him trying to be the super DJ. This is basically, I don't know.
Well, I think it shows the journey from him starting at, nothing.
The up and coming.
In the valley or whatever.
Right,
and
yeah.
ending. Yeah. In stardom.
Yeah. Oh, and the stardom, that's the thing. There's always a price for fame, I'll tell you that much. And Zac Efron's going to tell
us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love him.
My friends and I, we're from the San Fernando Valley.
Oh,
that flat stretch of land on the other side of the Hollywood Hills. Actors, waiters, and wannabes who can't afford to live in Los Angeles.
Young Hustlers Club, I like it.
We're going to be out of the valley by the end of the summer.
Look, I have an idea.
Thursday social.
You want to come out on Thursday?
This he is did that a lot. The best, is it, the best is that night work?
Of your what was that?
Do you go to parties like this where someone comes up to you and say, hey, there's a party?
Can you play drunk on
Absolutely.
Back
not.
In the day. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No. I would be
kind of
scared.
Avoid that scene. Now.
Yeah. You're James Reed.
Not really
right?
my thing.
You
call me
Spin here regularly.
Oh, this is the guy. This is like the dude.
No. What are you doing Saturday?
Anything less than.
I will see you Saturday.
Yeah. Is that is it?
You can make people dance, and that's half the battle.
James thinks you're really talented.
Sounds have soul. Build them from scratch. You're not going to get anywhere using the same old sounds that every other laptop DJ is using.
Oh, that's what they're doing. That's almost like sound effects. Like
whenever you guys are ready to start making some real loot, you need to holler at me. This is me on a regular saying.
Don't you feel like there's a lot more quality stuff we could be doing?
We signed up for a lifetime in real estate.
You're not happy.
Well, depends on the real estate. He could embrace it.
In your life, there are going to be things that finish you. It won't be a damn thing you can do about it.
Who dies?
You're going back to work for that guy. You're out of your mind.
What
happened to
someone
loyalty?
Dies.
Hey, you
He's
leave
like,
here. This ain't your crib anymore.
I don't know. What was that shot with the shovel?
You know, I think it was the mentor DJ.
Any successful artist, at this moment, they stop being an admirer and they find their signature.
I think I have something.
I've been in a club in so long.
It's exhausting.
This is the best part. The moment.
I feel, I remember just being really sweaty and just not able to talk to anybody.
This whole thing reminds me of Coachella.
It is.
What's up? I'm Cole Carter.
Whoa. Yeah, they should do a Coachella movie. Like,
this is it.
Do you think it'll be like a Coachella trip? I mean, like,
there should be a movie, like a horror film, though.
Oh,
like a thriller, like,
okay, like someone's
four
trying,
kids pack up and like go to Coachella and they've been saving up for 4 years or whatever, and then everything goes bad.
Oh boy, and it's like, it's like the new version of a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't know if you've ever seen
it. I don't think that dark, no, but
okay.
I think, more of a like psychological thriller, like maybe someone gets roofied. And ends up somewhere really weird, and something like that.
Okay, all right, I get that.
Scary, but no, like
No blood.
Heads off,
no, right? It's just like more like psychological. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying, like someone's screwing with their, like the game. Mm-hmm. Every time we read the game. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of screwing like that would be awesome.
And then at the end, it's
all a trip.
It's all a trip. And they're like, dude, what are you doing, man? You've been in the McDonald's bathroom
it's,
for...
It's like, hello. And they wake up and it's all a dream.
You've been in this McDonald's bathroom for like forever, dude. Come on, man. We got to go chill, man.
I gave you like one handful of mushrooms, dude. Like,
I'm sorry.
Wake up.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I got a little dehydrated. I didn't know. I was like, okay. I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I there's sometimes with the DJ and everything, and it's interesting sometimes, but for me, I always go like, aren't most people like just like on something most of the time? Like I remember
when they're DJing,
or not DJing, but just like in the music, like in their dancing or in the thing. Like I feel like,
I don't know.
Cause I remember there was a documentary about a club in New York and how like, it was all like about like the club scene, like in the New York's like in the early 90s or whatever. And, it got to the point where like everybody was like on something. They just looked like zombies basically.
Yeah. I think a lot of raves are like that.
Yeah.
But this movie I think is more sort of touching on like, the glorified aspects of Los Angeles.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people in Ohio, for example, like a lot of them, when I go home, they're like, you know, when's the last time you saw Justin Bieber? Or like, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, dude, we see celebrities on the streets and everything, but it's not like nobody freaks out, you know? Or if you're at a party with them,
right?
It's fine. It's like they're people too.
Yeah.
But I think this movie, as good as it looks, is also glorifying... Mm-hmm. How amazing LA is all the time. It's so, you know.
Yeah, you're
like,
going to go
into the valley. Just because you're in the valley doesn't mean it's like such a trek to get into LA.
No.
A lot of people live in the valley and that's fine. It's not like it's a whole different world, but obviously in movies you have to make it a little more extreme.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, you have to make...
But this is just going to make people in Ohio ask me more stupid questions. You know what I mean?
Hey, I've been there. Trust me. My family...
I'm like, life is not like that, actually.
Right.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a very... I don't know.
It's not.
No.
It's just not like that.
Just bringing down the... Just keeping it real. You're keeping it real. I'm telling you that. You know? Sorry. Yeah.
Like, LA is a grind. If you're in the art field, until you get to that point, you're grinding. You are hustling. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's sweaty. You know what I mean? Like, you're just...
You're auditioning. You're, like, at one
grind.
Time.
It's a grind. It's really freaking hard at times. It's not this, like, amazing, sunshiny, blah, blah, blah. It's not... It's just not...
And you're going to meet shady people. You know, you're always going to meet...
And the celebrities, a lot of times, are.
All right, yeah, exactly.
They are the shady people.
They are. It's Zac Efron. You go, I don't know if he's shady.
I'm not going to talk shit about LA because I live here and I do love it, but there are, you know, aspects of it glorified for no reason.
That's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. There's no difference. You could see a movie, like, back in the 50s or 40s, and it's like, you look at this, like, Like even the episodes of I Love Lucy, when they go to the episodes where like the best episodes were when they go to Hollywood because they just glamorize it to the point.
Well, I like to think that back then it was it was this like, you know,
you didn't see it you just saw those people. It's not like you went on YouTube back then and saw, like, if you actually saw the person, you're like, oh my god, this is it, like I've never seen it. But I don't know. Yeah, it is a little, Ricky would always be like, I like how Lucy would freak out and Ricky would just be like, yeah, this is John Wayne. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we just calm down. Okay. We're just, you know, like it's William Holden. I call him Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a big deal. You know?
So in that movie, there's also an actor named, Shiloh. Is it Hernandez or Fernandez? He plays one of the friends, but I just think he's such an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I guess for me, I always find interesting. Do you always find it interesting who does sometimes the casting when you look at like person, like, wow, like that's a, that person who did the casting did a really good job.
Totally.
You know, in a certain way, you know.
And I like that Zac Efron is playing.
The lead.
And I loved him in, what's that film? Paperboy,
The one
which was really dark and really heavy.
Yeah,
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see him in another sort of heavy film.
Right.
Where he is the, like, kind of bro jock guy, but it's something a little different.
Exactly. Know? Yeah.
Because he's talented.
Right. No, no, he's definitely, I mean, was he a kid actor? Is that the case? Like, he was in Disney?
He was on, Disney.
That's what it was. Yeah, Disney, whoever recruits Disney, they do pretty good, I guess.
Yeah,
because
totally.
They, you know, they get a lot of good people, I don't know who does that, but it's like, when they see a star, they're like, all right.
Yeah, boom, you.
They're like, yeah, this is the person. It's like, because, yeah, sometimes you could see that in certain people, like, certain ways. Sometimes, like, you're just like, okay, that person attracts like the way it is, like it's just the way.
And then if they survive Disney for as many years as they do it, it's like they move on to the, really cool things,
right? Exactly,
which is awesome.
Right, that's it. See, no one ever. I never was picked out by Disney. I used to hang out. No, but no scout, no Disney scout.
Yeah, no,
right there. I mean, because when you were younger, did you ever do was that like a thing? Like, did you always think of like I want to go to LA and become? Is that the kid? You know, like is that
no. Not necessarily. I wanted to be an artist. I was never really like, I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to move to Los Angeles.
Right.
You know, it just sort of happened. And,
right.
I'm just kind of
cool. Because I mean,
rolling with the punches.
Nice.
At this point.
Nice. Yeah. Cause you know, I'm from here and I always admire people when they move here because to me it's like, I don't think I would have the balls just to do that. Like to actually go out.
And I mean, I'm very thankful. Like it wasn't ever, super hard, you know, of course certain parts were hard, but you know, I met my friends right away. I never really had to have a job. Like I just always kind of was like
steady,
either modeling or acting. And now it's just acting and you know,
that's cool. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Cause I mean, everybody I know, a lot of people I know, especially like in comedy, it's a tough game sometimes, you know, and everyone's talking about the, what's it, the fat Jew. Have you heard about this, you know?
Yeah, I haven't looked into it enough.
Yeah.
But I have heard that he's stealing.
He plagiarized.
Jokes.
Yeah, he steals. And it's like, but for me, it's funny. This whole scandal, to be honest with you, I didn't even know who the fat Jew was till all this stuff broke out.
Yeah, I don't follow him or anything,
no.
But I've heard his name.
Really?
Plenty of times.
I looked at him and I'm like, wow, I must miss out. I must be, I've never heard of this guy. I've never seen him. I never heard of, I'm not with the times. Well, that's, you know, I mean, come on. I'm watching episodes of Golden Girls and The Love Boat and, you know, I mean, come on, I'm not with the times right here. You know what I mean? I'm so in the...
I mean, apparently I'm not really either.
No, but you know, to each his own, but I don't know. I think the situation either, but I think he, to a lot of people, especially a lot of hardworking comedians.
Yeah, that sucks.
That must be the worst thing because it's one thing
if
you're
an
actor.
It's one random guy that for some reason is like... Mm-hmm. This huge internet celebrity,
right.
But he's not actually doing anything.
No.
And that's what sucks so bad.
Right. And that's, it's different.
Like, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah.
How?
And it's different from like, if you're an actor or singer, but like, imagine if you're a musician, that would like, you know, or comedy, like, yeah, like you, all
it's
you
like
worked in.
It's like swept right under your feet.
Right. And it's like, it's one thing to write for like Letterman or whoever, but you know, hey, I get it. But yeah, I don't know. The fat Jew. Who knew what the name of that there would be an issue with the guys?
You never know. It's so interesting to me, like, who takes off on the internet, you know?
How about the skinny Catholic?
And a lot
Catholic,
of them are like,
you know?
The what?
The skinny Catholic. I don't know. Maybe he,
I don't
you
know.
Know
that
he, I,
oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, that totally would be a thing. You know?
That would be my, I just did a thing. Is he?
Skinny Catholic.
Skinny Catholic right there. But, see, it's like if you did any art.
I wanted to do a webisode series actually called Catholics in Traffic.
Oh,
because I just feel like there's all these like weird quirky things about like hot girls in traffic.
Uh-huh.
So to do a spinoff and have these like really overly Catholic.
we just talked about one
these,
who was like
super,
really...
super Catholic women that are just in traffic, like preaching God out their windows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the one, I like the people don't curse sometimes where it's like, and I'm like, well, how old are you? Like, I mean, unless there's kids around, I get it. But I would be like, I just said hell. That's all I said. It was the hell.
And for those people, it's like that you consider that a place that you go. So why can't you say a place that you might go to?
Go to, yeah. hell.
You can't refer to it as a word. It's just like the forbidden place that you hope you're not going to go. But there's a word to that. There's a name, and it's hell.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, and I always look at it, hell, because in my eyes, like, I have the kid's point of view where I'm like, it's like a cave, you know, like it's all in there, thing. It's all red, you know.
It's just like burning flames everywhere and like so many like thugs and convicts.
Right. But it could be just a plain cafeteria, just a boring, like jury duty kind of situation. You know what I mean? Like
that's
you're
purgatory.
Just like, well, I guess purgatory. Yeah. That would, I guess hell. Yeah. Hell would probably be like, for, I don't know. I think it would be like. What was that, 405? Do you think the freeway?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the 405 freeway for
sure. Yeah, it's definitely there. You're just hanging out. And it's hot. No
air conditioning. Purgatory to me is like on your way to the airport. Just so much anxiety. You're like a little bit too late and you're just stuck on the fucking 405.
Right.
That's purgatory.
Exactly. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
You're just
or jury
stuck.
Duty. Yeah.
And you never actually make it, but you're just always worried.
And heaven, that could, I don't know.
Heaven is this.
Heaven is this right here, LA? My apartment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could definitely see that right here. But you know what? Let's get to the final trailer, the one that we've all been waiting. Have you heard about this? You ever seen the Transporter movie? I never seen it, but I could just.
What? What was the first one? Or there's three, right?
Yeah. There's like Jason Statham was the original Transporter. It was basically. He was a guy who just carried stuff, didn't ask questions. He just had to transport it into this thing. And then I think it happened to be a woman where he was transferring that was kidnapped.
I feel like I've seen bits and pieces of... There's two other ones, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. And this time he's not in it. It's a new guy.
Oh, interesting.
That's why he called it Transporter Refueled. Because he's refueled.
Clever.
They've refueled the car. I don't know. I don't know how they kept a thing. I'm waiting for that. Because when I saw Jason Statham in Fast and the Furious, I thought he was the transporter guy in the Fast.
Whoa,
and he just
cool.
joined like in the Fast and the Furious thing. Because they also know their car. But no, different take, I guess.
Weird.
I don't know. I'm waiting for... I wish they did a Hot Wheels movie. They could easily do a Hot Wheels movie. I was into Hot Wheels when I was a kid, but there was
that
really no...
That sounds really cool.
But there was no Hot Wheels story. It was just a bunch of cars.
Right.
you know, and that was it.
Are you sure they didn't do an animated one?
There was...
Or that was Cars, right?
Well, there was Cars. There was a movie... Or there was a TV show called Mask, but it was a deal with cars or something. But that was like in the 80s. Or but I don't think it had anything to do with Hot Wheels. But let's try Transporters...
Okay.
A Transporter Refueled. Starring
Transporter 3.
Four, I think. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. One of those. So who knows? You got to look at the villains in this movie. This is kind of weird.
I like that the women's are villains.
So, I think they're villains.
This is the first time I've held a gun to my head.
The women's didn't play.
You're going to make me late. And I hate being late.
He's British, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, Miss Unknown is calling again.
And what would make you think that Unknown is a miss?
I do like
I'm
him
just
a lot.
What's the head screen?
Okay, Dad.
Him?
Yeah.
Is this the Transporter?
Dang.
Where are the packages? What's this?
You should go.
Out the car, all of you now.
No one's getting out of the car. Now drive.
Seatbelts now.
Like a mega
did the license plate change?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Perhaps we'll work together again in the future.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Who's that? Who's the girl?
The Mediterranean Bank has been robbed before. But never like this.
$320 million.
Driver. Dang. He's known as a transporter. We will make him pay.
Okay.
May I be of some assistance?
I think he just got kidnapped.
Who is this?
You and your friends took something from me.
And I've taken something from
you. So it's a Russian
you.
Guy, too.
I'll give you 12 hours to find your father before I kill him.
You and your friends. They're not really friends.
Do we have a
choice? I don't
choice?
Really know them.
Not really.
I don't even know his last name. There we go. Extra pack. Oh, well, she's just doing this.
Well.
This is a French police. There's sirens.
Is this not Taken 4?
It's kind of like that, yeah. It's basically it's almost the same. But Taken 4, they keep messing with his family.
We're gonna need more men.
Huh.
Same people.
Oh, it was from the creators of?
Right.
Oh, okay.
The producers. close enough.
Three, two, one.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
What took you so long?
What took you so long?
There's a couple of babies I had to put to sleep.
What does that mean? If someone told me that, I would be like,
you don't have kids?
You don't have cute kids?
Wait, what? What are you doing here? Doing this?
Yeah, I would be a little perturbed if that was like a thing in the movie. I would be like, just put a couple babies to sleep. I'm like,
Did you just kill babies?
Like, what? Yeah, you just kill the babies.
You have children and you're what?
I know you're kind of like a criminal or something, but let's not say anything about the babies. We don't want anything
little
like
much.
That. Yeah,
little
it's a little
much.
Bit much. Yeah,
leave there. The kids out of it.
Yeah, I could see. You know, I could see you in a movie like this.
I would love to.
Yeah, I could see you.
Give me a gun and a wig.
Maybe a
boom, boom, boom.
You know, sniper action. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like
totally.
It's like, oh boy. You know, I could see you as the backup. Like I could see you like
what?
Maybe the
it's
back.
Not the lead?
Maybe.
What? What is this?
You know, maybe no. I'm just saying, like the person,
I'd
like
be in the back too, for sure.
Yeah, no. And then the lead dies, and then you take over.
Totally.
There we go. See,
pitch
I wish
that to someone.
I wish that happened a lot more. Like I wish, like the Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. It's like I wish he. I mean, not to kill off, but just say like, okay, let's get another guy in there. Mm-hmm. You know, someone has to take over. You know, and then but of course he comes back, and it's.
I
like,
really love that. The women in this are the villains.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the first two.
Right.
Is that like a normal thing?
I guess. I don't know. There's always something where you hire a transporter to steal. He doesn't try to get involved, but then he gets involved.
Mm.
So for some reason, his track record was perfect. But all of a sudden, after the movie, the first one, like his track record goes to shit. Yeah. But this with new guy, I don't know. I think it's a combination of like bad guys, bad women or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
But yeah.
It looks exciting.
James Bond needed that. I think a villain that was a woman, you know. I think did he ever have one? I don't think he ever did.
What?
Like a villain that was a woman. Mostly they were all guys.
I feel like he did, but I could be wrong. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'll have to go home and watch.
All right.
Yeah, all of the James Bond.
It's like, all right.
See you next week.
All right. Good luck with all that. Just I want that report on my desk Monday morning. Okay?
There was one time.
Yeah. That'd be interesting if you did have the villain was a woman and the guy, normally he has like a you know, like a female companion that he later, you know, later sleeps at the end of the movie, you know, and everyone kind of creeps over like, James, what are you doing? Where are you? And he's like,
you can't do that.
It's like, at that point you would be like, I think he's having I think he's him
totally.
And another woman getting it on. But I don't think, I'm a spy organization. I think I can figure that out, you know? But yeah, I think it'd be funny if he got stuck with the guy.
It would be funny.
Like, not like a gay incident, but it's like, well, it's like I can't really bang this guy. So it's like, well, we'll just go to the pub. We'll just hang out.
Screw
you know,
it.
We killed this crazy woman who wanted to wanted to kill our planet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they had like the weirdest. The Bond villains always had like later on had like the weirdest agenda to the point where it's like. Just even if you were James Bond, like I would be like, okay, just think about what you're doing. Okay. Like just think like, it's not even for money. It's like one guy wanted to like have an underwater world basically like a water world. And then another guy wanted to ship everybody into like another planet or something It was like an Noah's Ark. Like he was taking everybody. And I'm like, What's the agenda here?
Yeah, why?
normally you get
really
money.
Really think about it. It's like,
or
why?
Some power.
Why would anyone? Why?
No, it's like,
sure.
I don't know. I think James. I think they were running out of ideas. They're like, yeah, maybe. I think after the Olympics when the terrorists, the Olympics back in the
70s.
I think they were just like, wait a minute, this could actually happen. So let's get goofy villains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get some villains
there.
Keep
it funny.
Yeah.
Lighthearted villains.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's how it works. But I don't know. Transporter Refueled. I don't know. Maybe it's an action movie. It's summertime.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right? I'm excited for it.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, right now. Right,
got a
there
hot
go.
British guy. Got two hot babes and wigs.
Yeah.
Lots of guns. Lots of cars flipping.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, count me in.
I would like to have, like, I wish there was a guy like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like an, like Josh Gad, like, or somebody who's not even a comedian, but just looks like, like, because Liam Neeson, like, is old, you know, they're older, and he became an action star. Like Charles Bronson. You know who Charles Bronson is? Like, he was a guy who has been in movies for a long time.
I've heard this, actually.
And he didn't, he was on Death Wish. That made him a star. He was age 52.
Whoa.
That made him into, like, a big, huge worldwide star. But because all the other ones, like, he was always, like, concerned. Right. The second banana or whatever, you know, here and there. But after that movie, like, he found his star, and he was 52 years old. He's like, you know what? I found my niche. I'm not getting out of it.
Roll with it.
He just did every type of movie that you could imagine that were similar to it, were just him just shooting a bunch of people.
Good for him.
And that was it. That's how he made his money. Yeah. And that's how he got his money. He made these low, kind of low budget movies, but they, of course, the budget was mostly
fun.
Yeah. I love Death Wish. You ever seen Death Wish?
You know, I think so. But as I said, I'm really bad with names.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so many movies.
It's on Netflix. I recommend. Highly recommend. I wish they did a remake with Matt Damon. I don't know why, but it would. He would be my Charles Bronson, because the guy
Matt Damon is great.
Yeah, yeah. He's a fun guy. You know what? I'm gonna say Ben Affleck is pretty good too.
He is really
Gone
good.
Gone Girl with Emily.
Gone Girl was amazing.
Yeah, with Emily
Ratajkowski.
Yeah, I don't know for some reason I can't pronounce her name.
Yeah, she was really good in that. Yeah, surprisingly good.
Yeah, everybody was good in that. Even the music. I love the music in that right there. You know,
good director.
Yeah. Oh, top notch.
Amazing.
Girl with a dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. Great. And then a Zodiac.
Yep.
David Fincher. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think we're just naming those movies, but not his name.
I couldn't think of his name.
No, I know. It took me a while, too. But see, I could talk to movies all day, right?
Same.
All night, right there. But you know what? This is it. This is it. We finally made it. Right. And where can we find you, Chelsea?
I have a website.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
see.
Or Instagram.
It's at chibo.com, right?
My website's Chelsea Debo. Wait. It's imchelseadebo.com.
Chelsea Debo. Yeah.
And my Instagram is at imchibo.
I'm Chebo. Chebo. That's great. Great nickname.
Thanks.
Right there. It was growing up, right? Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Toledo? Because it ends with Toledo. The dough and then bow.
Well, no, my last name ends in bow.
Oh, okay.
Right, Chebo Toledo.
Yeah, it's funny because Devo is actually from Ohio. Coincidence?
Devo?
Yeah, the actual band.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm Debo.
Debo with the...
Like Debo. Friday.
Right.
What, really? Like the big black guy in Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Steal Your Lighters or something.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to... Thank you for doing this show.
Of course. Anytime.
And you have some movies coming up. Hopefully this year or next year.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they're going to come out, you know, early 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And they're like independent movies, right?
Yeah,
right,
all of them.
Yeah. And they fun? Are they all like thrillers or are those like comedies?
I have one romantic comedy coming out called Roseland.
Were you in the romantic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was interesting for me because I haven't done any comedy.
Wow.
But it was fun. It's sort of slapsticky, but it's really fun, really cute.
Right.
And then I have a crime drama called Callie the Killer. That should be out 2016.
Big Callie.
No, I play like a little street kid. But I have a cool. I have like a cool, really, a few scenes.
Okay, that's cool.
And then the Stefan and Christie concept, which is sort of like a Boyhood-esque drama about. Two drug addicts that just fuck each other's lives up the whole time.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And that's a 5-year production.
Wow.
So you see me like grow up on camera.
Awesome. It's like that movie, was it Boyhood?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A couple more little ones, but
how old are you when you started? So wait,
18.
18. Wow. So you're 23 now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wow. Jorge just his mind just got blown right there. I don't know why. Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do that a lot. I'm like, okay. I know my math really
good
well.
Math.
So yeah, I have to do
you
it.
You can add.
Yeah, because thank you. Well, she could have been 17 and a half. Or, I don't know. Whatever. But thanks again for doing
of
this
course.
Show. And Jorge, again.
Thank you for having
there right
me.
There. No, we had lots of fun. We learned a lot. We learned about consecrated virgins could get married. 3,000 around the world, or even more. And
blows my mind.
And DJing is pretty cool.
Quote unquote.
Cool. Right there. There you go, everybody. Well, thanks again for listening. Of course, you know, leave comments and everything too. And please, everybody, come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.